Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
You march with your hand over your heart.
Didn't you have to do the pledge like when you started class?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just automatic.
You're in pledge mode?
Yeah, because we're starting the day, so you have to start with the pledge. So hand over heart, I pledge allegiance to the flag in the United States of America.
Keep going.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God.
Indivisible.
Liberty.
Indivisible.
Indivisible
with liberty.
Indivisible. And justice for all.
For all.
Play ball. Yes!
You went to an interesting school.
I still got it.
Play ball. Mine ends with go Hawks.
In my head, I always said play ball, even as a kid.
Liberty, justice for all. Play ball. That's adorable. I love it.
Yeah, it's more fun that way.
Anytime I hear the Star Spangled Banner, I always end with go Hawks, no matter where I am.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. It's hardwired into my brain.
Just because it's more, you know.
That's how it got. That's where I hear it the most,
even
right?
Even if you're not.
Yes.
At a Hawkeye game?
No, I might mumble it under my breath like you would say play ball.
Play ball.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it is Election Day, Tuesday, November the 5th, polling places in Linn County. I'm sorry, across Iowa. It's the same in every county. Open at 7, close at 8.
Okay.
And as long as you were in line at 8 o'clock, you get the right to vote.
Good.
So just keep that in mind. To find your polling place, search your county auditor's website. You may register today. You may register and vote on the same day. I don't think a lot of people know that. So
yeah.
If you're like, maybe I will vote. Oh, I'm not registered. As long as you got a state-issued ID with your current address on it or a way to prove where you live and you're from Iowa, go for it. You got to go to your polling place.
And they make it, like, they're here to help. They make it easy.
They did such a great job yesterday.
Yeah.
City of Cedar Rapids Transit, by the way, is offering free bus rides today. Buses will run during regular hours, which started at 5:30 this morning. That goes till 7:15. Rides will be free to everyone. No proof of voter registration or destination required to ride for free. We are all good to go for Election Day on this Tuesday.
Yeah. Make sure that you get out and take advantage of your right to vote. Exercise that freedom to vote.
At a minimum, it's for the sticker.
You get a free sticker.
I did it for the sticky.
Which the sticky of the sticker wasn't working great on my coat.
It
whatever.
Wasn't?
No. So I voted early this weekend.
As did I.
And it wasn't working on my coat, but it worked great on my purse. So I stuck it on my purse.
It's still there?
Yeah. Because I wanted people to know today that I still voted.
You want
to
know where mine is right now?
Where?
It's in the washing machine on my shirt.
Oh, did you just realize?
I just realized.
Did you run it yet?
It's on a timer. Hopefully that'll just wad up and disappear, right? In the hot water.
With liberty and justice for all.
I pledge allegiance to that little sticker that's on my Mickey Mouse shirt.
Do you have Goo Gone? Have you ever used Goo Gone?
We have Goo Gone.
You might need some
Goo Gone. It's a small little stick. You think it's going to get over everything?
Have you ever washed a sticker? As someone who has volunteered at many a Kolach festival, and we always have to wear the hello, my name is sticker.
That has more surface area.
I wash it every time.
So I'm hoping based on the small amount of sticky surface that I'm okay. Oh, shoot.
You put a sticky on Mickey?
I put a sticky on Mickey.
Oh, man.
And now Mickey's in the wash because I also dropped a little sauce on Mickey having dinner last night. What?
Saucy Sticky Mickey.
Saucy Sticky Mickey.
Dang it. Oh.
That shirt that will now forever be known as my Saucy Sticky Mickey shirt, for sure.
He's got a name.
He does.
Oh.
See, it was a blue Disneyland shirt before. That's not fun.
That's not nearly as much fun as Saucy Sticky Mickey.
That's fantastic.
Shannon, where's my Saucy Sticky Mickey shirt?
Where's my Mickey shirt? Well, which one? My Saucy Sticky Mickey shirt.
She'll know which shirt.
She'll know exactly which shirt it is. Yeah, it'll be the one that ruined the watch that day.
I remember that shirt.
Oh, I remember it well.
Yeah, it broke the washing machine. That shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, and baby names. So much fun, but there is a brand new trend. If you're like, it's a lot of pressure to name a human. If you're trying to think of like, what should I name this baby? What should I name this baby? Hot new trend. Think back to your childhood. Think of your best friend.
Okay.
What was your best friend's dad's name.
Really? Clyde?
Whatever. Your best friend.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
My baby boy would be baby Clyde?
No, no.
There's more?
No. Whatever. Clyde would be a great name for a baby girl.
No, are you what?
Mine's Ed, so Ed.
That's the trend?
The trend is take your best friend's dad's name and use it for a baby girl.
God.
So Clyde
and Ed.
These are two jacked up little girls that we have.
What if you flipped it? Oh, what was her name? Was it? Because then my baby boy name, I think, would be Ruth. Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth.
Yes.
Yeah, he. Boy, baby boy Ruth.
Yes.
And then he could be Carol. He could totally.
Carol would work.
He could be a Carol.
Of the four we just threw out, Carol makes the most sense.
Yes. Little
a
baby.
A male Carol.
A baby boy Carol. He could do that.
Yes.
He could get through.
You bet.
You could do it, baby boy Carol. This is a fun new trend. I don't know that it works for everybody.
Oh, look, here comes Carol and Clyde up the hill.
I think we broke it.
Your best friend's dad's name is the baby girl name?
Use your best friend's dad name, but for a girl. It doesn't work for everybody.
I don't know if it works for anybody.
Broke it.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I am a little disappointed, Eric. We got to the end of our Halloween, and I always like to, I think I'm not the only one. I can't be the only one.
Like to what?
Buy a little extra Halloween candy.
You're not the only one.
Okay, okay.
No.
I didn't think so, but I always overbuy, and then there's, you know, oh gosh, what to do? There's extra candy around the house.
How did that happen?
That's crazy. Those darn trick-or-treaters didn't take it all. I guess somebody's going to have to eat it, you guys. So I've been, ooh, piece of candy.
Mm.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Snack, snack.
Yeah. But I feel like I am trapped inside some sort of terrible episode of The Twilight Zone. Because I grabbed a piece of candy last night, you know, as I've been doing the last couple days, and I realized this doesn't taste quite right. Something is wrong. And I looked at the bag and I saw what mixture I bought, and I realized I bought a mix that had not just chocolate in it, it also had fruit gummies.
Oh, God.
So the
mixed with the chocolate pieces?
Yes. It was, they're all like packaged separately, but the fruit gummies somehow infiltrated the taste of the chocolate in the bag.
You ever have a banana by your bread?
Yes.
Same concept.
It's bananas.
I don't know how it is about fruit infiltrating other flavors, but it gets in there somehow.
It's not
fair. And it just needs to be sitting next to it.
Yes.
They're not mixed together. It's not gummy chocolate.
It's awful. And now I have a bag
of gummy flavored chocolate.
Yeah.
Just the hint of gummy.
And now, yes, what do I do with it?
What, do your kids eat it?
Kids.
I'd try your kids first.
Kids.
Try your kids.
Please eat it.
Then your husband. Then your Eric. I might have to take one for the team.
Okay, get over
here. I don't
here.
Think that's going to slow me down.
Okay, good.
No. I got three words for the Linn County Auditor's Department. I got three words for everybody working the election yesterday. You guys are simply the best. I have never voted early for a general election at the auditor's office.
Really?
I've done satellite at the mall. I remember 2020. I think I was in my car and then I went into that weird poll building, right?
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
that? Otherwise, it's usually at my polling place.
Uh-huh.
We have an event tomorrow, you and I, that's going to require a lot of our afternoon, and I just didn't want to miss it, so I went voting yesterday.
That was my fear, too. I was like, today's going to get so busy. I don't want time to get away
yes.
from me.
I get there. First of all, I lucked into a really good place to park.
Wow.
I already got a smile on my face. then I go to the sidewalk and there's a line out the door and around, so I'm not off. What? It's just, I got a parking space and I got a smile on face.
I see an elderly woman pull up and she's like, oh no, I have to park all the way over here.
What did that young man do? Why?
Oh, my hip.
Those spaces are typically reserved for that general population. But because of election, it was covered up. So I'm okay. I didn't break a rule.
Eric's like, yeah. Go on.
Sorry, Esther.
Good for you.
Take that, Clyde's wife. So then I'm on the sidewalk and they've got somebody, everybody is badged and wearing green vests. So you know exactly who's working.
That's helpful.
Very helpful. And they're walking the line. They're like, are you here to vote? Yes. Do you have your form of ID? Yes. Are you a resident of Linn County? Yes. Because if you get in that far and you miss one of those questions, that's going to ruin your day.
Yep.
So they have you go in, and then instead of going upstairs to the auditor's office, you go downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you work a little line. They snake you through. And then they scan your ID. And the lady's like, do you have an ID with your address on it? And I said, two questions. I said, yes. And how many times have you said that today? And she laughed. Right? It was all about thanking them and making, because they're just saying the same thing over and over and over again.
It's been a long day for them.
Then they print off the little sheet. You sign it. You get in another line. And then you snake through that one. And then they sit you down. And you got a yes, I attest to who I am. And then that person's job is to pull the correct ballot. And I looked at all the sample ballots. There are 122 ballots in Linn County.
So that you, Dan Snerik Hansen, get the right one.
I vote in.
For where you live.
I vote in 9.
Yeah.
Right? So that person has a file folder of 122 ballots. And their job is to make sure I have the right one.
Whew, no pressure.
So props to her. And then it's always a little weird when you vote absentee because they give you that piece of paper that goes over it.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to make sure you got that. And then you walk to the other room, and then a lady's like, sit or stand?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'll just stand over there. And I always double check. I'm like, can I have my phone? I got to look up a couple names because some people I don't know.
Can you?
You can. You can't take pictures of things.
Oh!
But you can research.
Okay.
And then I have flashbacks to the Iowa Test of Basic Skills. Get in that bubble, man.
Bubble it.
Carefully fold it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to one nice lady whose twofold job is to stamp you and then give you a sticker. And they... whole way through, man. They did a great job. Welcome to General Election Day across the United States. Polling places in Iowa open from 7 o'clock this morning till 8 o'clock tonight on Election Day. To find your polling place, search for your county auditor's website, and they will lead you to the right location. You may register and vote today. To do so, you first must go to the correct polling place for your current address. At the polling place, provide both who you are and where you live. You do that with your Iowa driver's license, with your current address. City of Cedar Rapids Transit offering free bus rides today. Buses running as of 5:30 this morning through 7:15 tonight. Rides free to everybody. No proof of voter registration or destination required to ride for free. If you did vote absentee and you're still holding on to that ballot, they have to be received in the elections office by 8 o'clock coming up on Election Day, which is today. Today is also day two of the state volleyball tournament at Extreme Arena and Green State Family Fieldhouse in Iowa River Landing. Play started yesterday. Tournament wraps on Thursday. Expect extra traffic in the area. Allow extra travel time. Follow the signs. Please drive safely. Make sure to watch for pedestrians. Let's give you a rundown on who played and who still needs to play for state high school volleyball and some sports shorts. Sadly, both Xavier and Clear Creek are out. They lost in straight sets yesterday
The
Class 4A. Class 3A, you got Mount Vernon and Mid Prairie today. West Delaware and Davenport Assumption today. Class 2A, Iowa City Regina taking on Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. And then Class 1A, the nightcap tonight, North Tama taking on Riverside. That's going to be at 8 o'clock. Just again, remember, you've got people go, I don't even know if you have polls or places to vote in Iowa River Landing. But just from a traffic, it's just going to be a busy traffic day. Just owed a lot of people out today from voting to girls' state volleyball happening in Coralville. All right, those fighting hunger in our area, one of them is Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. They have tallied the money they raised and donated from their September Giving Back program. More than $13,000 raised for 3 area food pantries. Each food pantry will receive a third of the pot, split equally between the North Liberty Community Pantry, the Freedom Foundation's Veteran Pantry in Cedar Rapids, and HACAP of Washington County. Funds and food donations were contributed by staff at the casino, along with the guests and patrons of the casino.
That's awesome.
One of the most popular donation days, they did a Meet an Iowa Hawkeye Athlete food drive that was held in mid-September at the casino, and that brought in a lot of money as well as a lot of food. So it was a great way for them to give back. Their September Giving Back program, Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, making those donations in our area.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Ariana Grande is trying to pay homage to her younger self. She chose to use her full birth name, Ariana Grande Butera, in the credits of the movie Wicked.
This sounds a lot like what Michael Keaton from Beetlejuice is now doing and using his full name.
Exactly. Except hers is a little bit more difficult. So her mother and father were married when she was a little girl, and then they split up. I think she was about 8 years old, and she didn't really have a great relationship with her dad until recently. They've kind of mended their relationship. And she said that it just feels like this experience working on Wicked was such a homecoming for me. I feel like I came home to myself in a lot of ways through what I learned from Glinda and Elphaba. That was my name when I went to see the show when I was 10 years old. And it really felt like a lovely way of honoring her. It's a love note to her. It felt like a full circle, something I really wanted to do.
Well, I'm glad she had that experience.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. So when you see the credit sequence, if you go see Wicked this Thanksgiving, you'll notice like that's a different name than we usually see for her. So
is that her legal name? Like that's what probably on her driver's
probably
license?
Probably on her license or
passport.
Yeah, that's her full legal name, but her working name
stage
is
name.
Ariana Grande.
Yep.
Okay, we had a little bit of ugliness in Z's Sleaze yesterday. I told you about Jason Kelce had a confrontation at a Eagles football at a football game over the weekend. There was a fan who used a homophobic slur when talking about his brother Travis Kelce, and they got into a confrontation. It was not a great interaction. The fan used a homophobic slur against Travis Kelce. Jason Kelce got upset. He grabbed the guy's phone, smashed it. The guy asked for his phone back. He used a homophobic slur against the guy. He smashed the phone and wouldn't give it back. It was kind of an ugly interaction, and Jason Kelce is sharing his side of the story. He was on ESPN's Monday Night Countdown, and he said, "I'm not happy with anything that took place. I'm not proud of it. And in a heated moment, I chose to greet hate with hate. I don't think that's a productive thing. I don't think this leads to discourse, and that's not the right way to go about things. In that moment, I fell down to a level that I shouldn't have. So I think the bottom line is I try to live my life by the golden rule. It's what I've always been taught. I try to treat people with common decency and respect, and I'm going to keep doing that moving forward, even though I fell short this week. I'm going to do that moving forward."
So he didn't really apologize.
No, and that's what... It was a lot of ugliness.
Yeah. But then again, I don't know. Like, you're defending your family's honor.
Yeah.
But
it shouldn't have gotten to that.
No.
No. It. What happened to the phone?
That's also a great question.
It's a lot of ugliness. On the flip side, in a beautiful moment, Monday Night Football, Taylor Swift surprised fans by attending Travis Kelce's game at Arrowhead Stadium. She has a very busy schedule right now, wrapping up the Eras tour. She skipped a political rally, actually, to support Travis Kelce. She was invited to that. And fans were surprised to see her there. He also supported her this past weekend, hung out with her brother and her mom at her Eras tour in Indianapolis.
Rumor is Caitlin Clark and her mom were also in the VIP tent.
Also
did you see
out.
That picture?
Yes, I did. Yes. And I'm like, oh, Caitlin, that is so cool. So cool. Okay. We've got a big election day today. We want to make sure that everyone goes out and votes. That's what we want you to do. As scrambillions,
yes.
You should exercise your right.
That's your civic duty.
But if Claire and Eric can't, inspire you to do so, why not let Star-Lord inspire you?
Chris Pratt, wants me to vote.
Chris Pratt wrote a little op-ed piece on his mother-in-law, Maria Shriver's website, endorsing no one. Except America. He said, "I've been thinking a lot about where we'll be as a nation November 6th and how we can attempt to move forward after so much division, to find a way to come together after the election, no matter who wins or loses. It's okay to take a moment to lick your wounds when you lose. Heck, go ahead, cry in a mirror. But if we become too paralyzed by defeat or too pompous in victory, allegiance to our team can blind us to the fact that we are fellow countrymen. Chris said that no matter who wins, there are still going to be people who need help in this country, and we should find them and we should help them. And he said that if your candidate wins and your neighbor voted a different way, check on them and ask how they're doing. See how you can help your neighbor.
That's very adult of you.
That is so, so kind.
Thanks, Chris Pratt.
Thanks, Chris Pratt. Thanks, Star-Lord. Just one manly tear. That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
All right, snow season's going to happen.
Yes, it will. It is a surety in this neck of the woods. And I think my woolly caterpillar prediction was wrong.
I've seen both sides of that scale.
Yeah.
I've seen a less than normal precipitation winter season, and I've seen a higher than normal winter season
based
on a Nino or a...
You told me it was something about a Nino.
We're either getting in a Nina or a Nino. It's one of the three ships that came to the Plymouth Rock.
It might even be the Santa Maria. I don't know what's going to happen with the weather this winter, but it could be heavy.
Okay, here is our job right now. Regardless of not knowing world history, we do know it's going to snow. Fact. We do know cities in our area are prepared for snow by having snow plows. Fact.
We know that Marion is a fun, cool place to live.
Fact.
And they have asked us for a little help to help them name the plows that they use to clean the streets when it does snow.
So right now we are playing with the idea of landmarks. Things Marion is known for.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the puns? Where are the alliteration games starting to be played? Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, what do you got?
The Granger Ranger.
Ooh, the Granger, like the Granger house? That's iconic, right?
Yes.
They have that historic house where that's off on like Albernett Road, I think.
Yeah.
The Granger Ranger.
The Granger Ranger.
Granger. It's going on the list.
That's where we're at right now. Everything goes on the list, right?
Okay, I'm thinking right off the bat, Lau Park.
Yeah.
How now, Lau Plow?
Do it again.
How now,
Lau Plow? That one's fun.
It's just fun.
Yeah, there's enough door to put. If it doesn't fit on the door, it can fit on the back of the truck.
Well, it's got the whole side.
Yes.
You know, don't they have like a buckety back thing?
That I
don't
buckety
even know
back.
What
Go
goes
on that.
In the back.
I don't know if I'm in love with it. They have that silent sentinel statue in the plaza. So I just wrote down snow sentinel.
Snow?
Sentinel.
Sentinel.
Yeah. That's a work in progress.
Okay.
I also just wrote down like snow fox, snow wolf, snow lion.
Well, no, the fox, the
Arctic fox.
No, the swamp fox.
Yeah, that's right. No, and snow fox.
Snow fox. Okay.
But then also you've got the Marion wolves, and then you've got the Marion or Limmar lions.
Oh, that's why you're going with the.
So I have a menagerie of snow animals because we all know about the snow lion.
So snow wolf,
snow fox, snow lion,
snow lion.
I don't know.
Okay. Well,
just again. But if you're a kid, wouldn't that be cool if you knew that Snow Fox did your driveway or your neighborhood?
And if that's a plow, we can look. They sent us a map of where the plows, where the routes go.
So we'll know if it's assigned to brown route or pink route or yellow route.
Yeah. And if that plow is on that route that goes past that school, that'd be kind of cool. That'd be cool. What about the that new area that they're building? Is going to be the plaza. I don't know if it will actually plow that area, but what about the plaza pulverizer?
I like that. It sounds like it's taking charge.
Like,
I'm the plaza pulverizer.
I'm going to get the snow out of here.
Let me move it, because I'm the biggest snow moving plow of them all.
Snow moving thing.
The plaza. Write it down.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. One of my favorite events to go to in the summertime is Eat, Drink, and Be Marion.
Yes.
So follow me. Eat, Drink, and Be Plowed.
You can't say that.
I can't do. Yes, I just did. Let's picture it on a t-shirt.
No.
Eat, drink, and be plowed?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Your pet's not moving.
No. Why? I don't think that's going to work for them.
We don't know. It's based on popular vote, much like, or the Electoral College of Voters.
I don't think the city's going to want that.
You don't think that's going to make the list for Marion Snowplows?
I'm going to run it by...
Eat, drink, and be plowed.
Okay, here's what we're going to do.
Yes.
I want to personally run it by. We have an event tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I think that Mayor Nick Abouasli is going to personally be there.
He's a good dude. He'll
I would
like
to personally run it by him and see what he personally believes.
Okay, and if you're doing that, I'm going to go to
the... Eat, drink, and be plowed is going to be allowed.
I'm
going to
ask the city manager, Ryan Waller.
Okay.
If he's okay with it.
All right,
and then we might need a deciding vote.
That's fair.
Eat, drink, and be plowed.
Oh, I forgot. I had one from my daughter. We were talking about it this weekend.
Yeah.
From Cora. Cora would like to have a little pop culture.
Yeah.
She was trying to make, like, with the popularity, her favorite was Taylor Drift last week, mm-hmm. or last year for
North Liberty.
North Liberty.
Yeah.
How about Travis Snowsy?
I like Travis Snowsy. You could do Jason Snowsy and Travis Snowsy.
Jason and Travis Snowsy.
And send them out on different routes.
That'd
yes.
be cute. That'd be cute.
But that, you're putting that down, but eat, drink, and be plowed?
No, because that's not... No.
Still taking your ideas. Got to be better than that. Let us know on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
It does feel a little bit like homework this early in the morning, but yes. I tell you what. This is a group project, and the ideas are flowing now.
And you guys, it's going to be totally worth it. We are naming the plows for the city of Marion. Come wintertime, when you really are sick of the snow, it's going to be a heck of a lot more fun to see those plows and know that they have these fun, silly names than when you see the plows and it's like, ugh, it snowed again.
We've now been focused a lot on famous people. From Cedar Rapids, primarily from Marion. And we started with Ron Livingston, and that gave us Ron Plowingston.
That's fun.
Is that an idea?
I think that that's a good person on the list, but I think there are other famous Marionites. I'm drawing a blank. We've got to have help here.
Well, it's like the Granger House. I gave you Granger Ranger.
Yeah.
So that was named for a famous Marionite.
That's a famous landmark.
Thomas Park is named for a famous Marion person. I'm just having trouble making a Thomas connection to snowplows. But yeah, that's the part. That's the fun of this game, is really trying to come up with names that would work for snowplows the city of Marion.
But we're just two people. There's other brains out there.
Yeah. If you've got an idea, by the way, we would love... I'm so sorry. The phone is
you
ringing.
You might want to get that.
Hi, Z102.9. Good
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning. Alan Reisner is another famous person from Marion. Alan Plowsner.
Alan Reisner. Alan Plowsner.
Alan Plowsner.
Put it on the board. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate the help. Hi, Z102.9. Help us name some Marion snowplows.
Okay, so what about the Plaza Plowza?
Oh, instead of Plaza Pulverizer, how about just Plowza? Or the Plaza Plowza. I like how that ends.
Yeah.
You can also,
that's fun.
You can add an accent to it.
I like the way you just said,
yeah. Who are you sending out today? The Plaza Plowza. That's fantastic.
That's fun.
Great idea. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
It's our second day of celebrating the month of November. And as it is traditional, on the second day of the month of November.
November.
We do a headline battle.
Yeah, we always do. Actually, I don't know how we're going to celebrate November. We're making it up as we go, because this is our first time ever celebrating November.
It's almost like a little Ben advent calendar.
Wait, Ben, do you like that we're celebrating November?
I love it.
Okay, good.
Celebrate me every month.
Slow down.
Hey, there's only one November. It's one month out of a whole year. Okay, you have to soak this in.
Yeah.
And just enjoy it. Okay?
All right, so let's
sit back and relax and enjoy November.
All right, we just opened the little door that had five on it.
Oh, wow.
And it's a headline battle. For those who have not played along, Claire and I are going to present Ben with headlines. Clickbait, if you will.
Clickbait.
Things that you see online. You're like, oh, I got to hear that story. I got to read that story. The goal is to get Ben's attention. And the winner gets the honor of reading the story to Ben and everybody. That is a headline battle.
That's a headline battle. That's how it works, okay. Ben. Are you ready to decide the best headline.
I'm ready.
All right. Whom's headline would you like to hear first?
Whom's?
Let's go with Claire.
Claire's headline first.
Okay. Ben. Chaos in Dublin, Ireland.
Okay.
I added.
I'm hooked already.
Okay. Chaos in Dublin as thousands turn up for an AI hoax Halloween parade. Chaos!
Chaos gets me on that one. All right. That's going to be hard to beat. Let's see what Eric has.
Chaos in Dublin, Ireland!
Shut up.
I have the exact same story you do.
Stop it!
As thousands of people!
We can't do this anymore!
That's the second time that's happened.
By an AI-generated Halloween hoax! Chaos! We picked the same story!
This has happened twice now!
I know!
We're not trying to do this!
No, we're not!
We can't tell each other!
We actually made each other go to the printer independently so we wouldn't see the story. That's part of the fun of the headline battle.
There's a whole world of news!
Chaos in Dublin, Ireland! Okay, Ben.
You know what?
You have to choose.
Chaos in Dublin,
Ireland?
Do you
want chaos in Dublin?
Or...
chaos in
I can't believe we did this.
Stop it. Why?
I wanna go with Claire's story. Chaos in Dublin, Ireland.
Yes! Oh, okay! Claire for the win!
Thousands of people in Dublin turned out for a Halloween parade on Thursday that didn't exist! A website called My Spirit Halloween claimed a big parade would be going through the city center on Halloween night, and news quickly spread on social media. But it turned out there was no parade. The website was based in Pakistan, and the whole thing was a hoax. Someone posted a video from their apartment with people lining the street waiting for the start of the parade. It was supposed to begin at 7 p.m. It took an hour for people who had gathered to accept that the parade was in fact not happening. Police put out a statement saying, contrary to the information that circulated online, no Halloween parade is scheduled to take place. They ask people to please disperse safely. Please think before you just take everything you read on the internet as fact.
That's a good life lesson for today.
That was just editorialized.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's day number two of Benvember. November. Sorry. And our headline battle.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay. Have a good day.